KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check high school wrestling around the area last night. Over at Woodbine, they held a four-team meet. Atlantic won all three of their matches, beating Logan Magnolia 48-21, beating Woodbine 84-0, and Atlantic Cam over OABCIG 61-16 for Atlantic Cam. They had Carter Cox, Chase McLaren, Mitchell Williamson, Drake Roller, Zach Stork, John McConkey. They all posted victories in all three of their matches last night to help lead the Trojan wrestlers. Logan Magnolia also beat Woodbine 68-9 and Loma over OABCIG 51-27. Also last night in a quad meet at St. Albert, it was Red Oak winning three times, beating Clarinda 44-24, St. Albert 60-6, and Southwest Valley 53-21. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 40-33. Clarinda over St. Albert 63-10. Southwest Valley beat St. Albert 54-16. Double duel at AHSTW High School last night saw the Vikings beat Riverside 63-13. Abe Lincoln over AHSTW 40-28, and Abe Lincoln over Riverside 42-33. Also in a four-team meet at West Central Valley High School, it was East Union over Exira EHK 54-18. East Union beat West Central Valley 42-33. It was Woodward Granger over East Union 44-31. West Central Valley topping Exira EHK 72-6. Woodward Granger over Exira EHK 63-12, and Woodward Granger beat West Central Valley 48-26. In boys high school basketball last night, a seesaw affair last night here on the radio between Atlantic and Harlan and boys hoops. The Cyclones made just enough plays down the stretch to win it 74-71. Both teams traded the lead throughout the night. It was back-to-back three-point plays from Logan Clausen that got Harlan the late lead that they would hang on to for the win. In back-to-back possessions, Clausen hit a three and got a hoop to and a free throw to flip the score from 64-65 to 70-65 in favor of the Cyclones. Harlan would then run as much clock as they could and ended up with three straight one and bonus opportunities due to offensive rebounds. Atlantic got the lead back down to two after an Austin Alexander three before Caleb Rasmussen made a free throw to push the lead back to three. Atlantic had a couple of good looks from the outside by Chase Mullenix, but his tries were just off the mark. Rasmussen missed a couple of freebies with 4 seconds left, but Atlantic couldn't get a shot off before the final horn. Much of the scoring came from the three-point line as the teams combined for 25 makes from the arc. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins said it wasn't the game plan to shoot as much as they did from outside, but both teams were making them.
The worst thing that happened was we made threes. Yeah. You know, you make them, you fall in love with them. Scott Leonard doesn't touch. Harlan was switching defenses so much that I'm not even sure they knew what they were in half the time, but they didn't have to because we were too busy settling from the outside. And that is something that we will most certainly address as we go forward.
Coach Jenkins felt like the game was really lost on the defensive end.
We stressed all break that we wanted to keep the basketball out of the lane. You know, our help defense, and that was not good. And Harlan makes us pay a little bit. We overhelp a little bit. We're learning a new defense right now.
Harlan senior guard Caleb Rasmussen had a huge impact on the game with his ability to drive into the lane and not only score 18 points himself, but create open shots for teammates.
Really break it down and keep the ball in his hands for a long time, very fast. He was the difference in the game just because of his ability to get into the lane. And then having got a bunch of guys be able to step up and hit shots also. So, it's extremely frustrating to lose the game up here. We've been in too many close games with them, and we haven't finished them, and that's really, really tough to take.
Cyclones were led by Logan Clausen's 24 points as they improved to 3-1 in conference play, 4-4 overall. Atlantic falls to 3-1 in Hawkeye 10 play and 6-3 overall. They were led by Austin Alexander's 24 points off of 8 made threes. Garrett Franken had 21. Trojans will travel to Denison Friday night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Elsewhere in boys Hawkeye 10 play last night, Denison over Shenandoah 63-50. Glenwood beat Clarinda 61-23. Thomas Jefferson over Red Oak 53-52. Kemper Catholic topping St. Albert 70-48. It was Lewis Central over Creston 64-48. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 52-49. Glidden Ralston over Woodbine 72-43. Arweva beat Peyton Sherdan 81-49. Western Iowa Conference boys play saw Trainer outlast Tri-Center in in overtime, 57-54. Audubon beat Logan Magnolia 65-60. Corner conference action saw Fremont Mills fall to Lourdes Central Catholic 53-46 last night. And girls high school basketball from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan topping Atlantic 67-49. Shenandoah beating Denison 43-27. Clarinda over Glenwood 48-47. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 47-46. St. and Louis Central beat Creston 55-19. Western Iowa Conference girls play. Trainer over Tri-Center 68-29. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 59-44. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 58-43. Glidden Ralston beat Woodbine 71-35. Arweva over Peyton Sherdan 51-49. Bowyer Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 53-47. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Thomas Jefferson 58-50. Lourdes Central Catholic over Fremont Mills 57-33 last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, Kansas State came oh so close to beating its arch rivals at Allen Fieldhouse. The Wildcats and Kansas were tied until late when a player from Kansas went the length of the court, hit a buzzer-beating layup to give the third-ranked Jayhawks a 90-88 victory. Sixth-ranked Kentucky had a much easier time with Texas A&M in a 158-pounding. Also, Texas Tech, a 77-76 win over number 7 West Virginia. 13th-ranked Wisconsin beat number 13 Indiana for the 16th time in their last 18 meetings, 75-68 at Bloomington. Also, it was North Carolina, 14th ranked, beating Georgia Tech by a final of 89-86 in overtime, and number 24 Florida beat Mississippi 70-63. Iowa State's first road test in Big 12 conference play will be as tough a one as they can get. They'll visit second ranked Baylor tonight. Cyclones open the league race by rallying for a victory at home over Texas Tech, and they now face a Baylor team that coach Steve Prohm says is a pretty tough matchup.
Size, athleticism, activity, you know, perimeter guys who can make shots, front court guys who can change shots at the rim and score around the basket, but can also step out on the perimeter and make plays. But I mean, activity, you know, activity and energy is the biggest thing.
Baylor is 13-0, and Prohm says the few teams that have played the Bears close played with an edge.
They were tough. They were physical. They competed. They drove the ball. You know, Louisville, we know Louisville. VCU, we know how they like to play. And so we've got to go down there with that kind of an edge.
Toughest matchup for Iowa State may be Baylor's 6'10 forward, Jonathan Motley, who averages more than 16 points and 9 rebounds a game, as that contest will match Iowa State's 4-guard look against the size of Baylor. Tip time 7 o'clock for that contest tonight. Well, the fallout continues at the University of Minnesota after football players threatened to boycott the Holiday Bowl. The school has announced that head coach Tracy Clays has been dismissed. That move comes just over 2 weeks after the program became embroiled in a standoff with the administration over the suspension of 10 players in connection with allegations of sexual assault. The 48-year-old Clays went 11-8 in a year and a half, leading the Gophers. That includes a 9-4 record this season and a win over Washington State in the Holiday Bowl, but that was overshadowed by the threatened boycott of the bowl by the entire team a week before the game. The players ultimately decided against a boycott, with Clays publicly supporting his players in lobbying for fairness in that investigation. Oklahoma running back Samaje Perine says he'll forego his senior season to enter the NFL draft. The 235-pound junior became Oklahoma's career rushing leader during Monday's 35-19 Sugar Bowl win over Auburn, as he finished with 4,122 yards, 4 better than 1978 Heisman Trophy winner Billy Sims. Also around college football, Tennessee defensive end Derek Barnett and wide receiver Josh Malone are planning to forget about their senior seasons to enter the NFL draft. Florida Gators cornerback Quincy Wilson and offensive tackle David Sharp are leaving school early for the NFL draft, but defensive back Duke Dawson announced he'll be back for his senior year. Houston Texans quarterback coach Bill O'Brien says that Brock Osweiler will start at quarterback on Saturday against the Raiders in their wild card game. Tom Savage started the Texans' last 2 games, but is still recovering from a concussion that he suffered on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Raiders still haven't announced their starting quarterback for the game, although players are ready to go into the postseason behind rookie Connor Cook. The Raiders had planned to go with QB Matt McGloin after Derek Carr suffered a broken leg in Week 16. That was until McGloin injured his shoulder in the regular season finale at Denver. Cook completed 14 of 21 passes for 150 yards and a 32-yard touchdown to Amari Cooper after he replaced McGloin on Sunday. And Fox Sports is reporting that kick returner Devin Hester is signing with the Seattle Seahawks. Hester played 14 games for the Ravens this year until his release in December. He's the third leading punt returner in NFL history and was selected to the Pro Bowl four times from 2006 to 2014. He has an NFL record 20 touchdowns on kick returns. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.